Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's go to footy first. Melbourne Victory cops a whack for the behaviour of their fans. A hefty fine and a suspected loss of A-League points?
Suspended loss, Fran.
Suspended. Same as the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Exactly the same as the Western Sydney Wanderers. And I think, you know, if the Football Federation of Australia and the A-League get points for anything, it's for consistency. And look, Melbourne Victory officials have said they're going to accept it. They had absolutely no choice, you'd have to think. It's it's a reprehensible behaviour. We keep getting told it's the few, and more people are speaking out against the few. But I guess there's another big challenge for the A-League this week. The derby between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Sydney FC. It's a sellout at the stadium in the centre of Sydney. So it'd be interesting. I mean, look, if you're one of these rogue A-League supporters, you can't have missed the memo now, can you, that Flairs will bring the opprobrium of the Football Federation of Australia and most of Australia down on you if you take these things in. And they're going to all sorts of lengths, I'm told, to hide them, to get them into the grounds. But you wouldn't want to be taking one this time if you know that your team's going to
You'd be an idiot, wouldn't you? hey, Warwick, staying with the round ball code, Timmy Cahill, he's not coming home to the A-League. He's going to stay put in China, is that right?
Well, that's where the money is, Fran. And look, his manager came out with an update on the situation after he was cut by his club, Shanghai Shenhua, surprisingly cut, and no one more surprised than Tim Cahill, given that he'd signed a contract just last November, reportedly worth $10 million. There's no way he'd get anywhere near that sort of money. He could buy a whole A-League club here in Australia for $10 million. And so he's going to stay, and his manager is now on the lookout for another club in China, because we know about the rich pickings for soccer players in China, Fran.
Oh, how about the rich pickings in golf? Curry Webb, she's after yet another Australian Open title.
Well, the rich picking she's after, Fran, is selection in... Oh, well, she wants to win this title, a sixth one, but she also wants to be part of an historic moment in golf when it returns to the Olympics. Australia will take two women and two men golfers to be part of the tournament and the push for gold. At the moment, Curry Webb is ranked at two in Australia behind Minji Lee. And at the moment, she and Minji Lee will be going to the Olympics. But both of them are using it as motivation for this event at the Grange course in Adelaide today, Fran.
After her career, it would be fantastic to see her at the Olympics, wouldn't it?
She's calling it icing on the cake. And she says at the age of 41, it's one of the main motivations at the moment.
I think she could be a flag carrier. Thanks very much, Warwick. Oh, and we forgot to say that Michelle Payne and her brother Stevie named King and Queen of Moomba. Talk about hitting the big time. Thanks, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.